This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada. We have today an interesting and colorful duo who have performed throughout Bracebridge and throughout Canada. I'm referring to Todd Blair and Robin Hink. And there was a wonderful feature on them in the Muskoka magazine, Unique Muskoka. And I'm going to tell you a little about them, just so you know if you want to catch them. And we'll probably play a few tunes here from them today. They have an upcoming show at the end of November, November 27th. And this is a concert with people who performed at the Mariposa Folk Festival, which I went to years and years ago. They're doing a lot of recording in Bracebridge, Ontario. And in January, they'll be in Morrisburg in Ottawa with the St. Lawrence Acoustic Stage. To tell you a little bit about this dynamic duo with us today, and they refer to them as Harmonious Path of Todd and Robin. And this is in the Unique Muskoka magazine. And it reads, "A story of love and the transformative power of music has been unfolding in Muskoka. It's a story that started with humble beginnings, grew through shared dreams and challenges, and continues to evolve with each note played and lyric written. That story belongs to Todd Blair and Robin Hink, our guests today, who perform as Todd and Robin, a married musical duo that is inspiring audiences and musicians alike. And I saw them perform at the Griffin Pub in Bracebridge, Ontario, and they were wonderful. Robin Hank's musical growth was subtly seeded in the small town of Norwood, just outside of Peterborough, Ontario. Growing up on a back road, her childhood was filled with a sense of peaceful simplicity." So let's talk about, what is it like for you to be working together as husband and wife, performing throughout Canada? And you just had an interesting tour you just got done with. So tell us about the experience of working together as husband and wife.
Yeah, that's actually, I think, one of the best parts and maybe one of the advantages we have, because band dynamics can be interesting. Just the scheduling of rehearsals alone, I think we have an advantage being in the same house, but we're kind of used to navigating life together, so music is really no different. Having those hard conversations and collaborating and just like vocalizing how we're feeling, it's been really rewarding and feels very in line with marriage.
Okay, so it's a good blend.
Yeah.
How do you see it, Todd?
Yeah, I definitely agree with what Robin said there. It's been, I mean, I've never had really another band to really know what the dynamics are outside of this husband-wife kind of duo thing that we have going. So I don't even really know what it would be like to collaborate with anybody else, which is cool. And I feel the same sentiment. It's been really fun to navigate and grow. It's been like a new, just another chapter in our life, I guess.
And they seem very relaxed and warm and friendly on stage, mm-hmm. and you can engage your audience.
Yeah, yeah, that makes a big difference, because, you know, you can go to a show and it can be maybe the worst show you've ever played, but you don't care because you're together and you're just like doing your thing and you kind of feel safe in that. So it doesn't really matter what's going on in the audience always. Obviously, a nice warm audience is always preferred, but if it's not, then we still have that with each other to kind of like support us.
So you're playing for each other when you may have a difficult audience. You want to bring out your guitar.
Yeah.
I will. They're going to perform a few tunes now. These tunes that you're going to sing and play for us, are these songs that you have written?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so most of your performances are your own creation?
A lot of it, yeah. For depending on the, like, the bar, a lot of the bar gigs, they're the 2-hour time slots, so we're about probably 70-30 original to cover, maybe 60-40 to get through some of the longer sets, but yeah, we bring a lot of our own original stuff to our shows.
We had a few months ago Tom Rush, the famous folk singer, who really has been performing for 50 years throughout the U.S. and Canada. I also had a show with Tommy James and the Shondells,
okay.
Crystal Blue Persuasion,
all right.
in this program.
Cool.
So we've had a lot of artists, and then we've had the famous movie star Douglas Fairbanks Jr. has been on this program. So, and Cheetah Rivera,
wow.
and she performed in Toronto. What do you want to play for us, Todd and Robin?
Yeah, I think we'll do one. It's called Hollow Ground, and it's about just kind of starting new. Sometimes you don't always have the best foundation to start from, but sometimes you just got to start, and even if it's not as solid. So it's, kind of goes like this.
Okay.
They ain't got much to do but get high in my living room. Been waiting on some good news that I know will never come. Heavy on the smoking drink, it's feeling empty underneath my feet. I hold my breath as the sun sinks down. As I've been trying to get out of the shade, begging for the light when all I know is rain. If only you could see me now. Had to know I'd be changing soon, but still you left right before the bloom. Not enough to treasure found. I'm going back on hollow ground, on hollow. I remember those cloudy days. I gave you stars when you needed space. These thoughts I can't erase of wanting to be with you. Another season falling out of love. We know how it gets when the winter comes. As cold as ice as the breeze blows in. I've been trying to get out of the shade, begging for the light when all I know is rain. If only you could see me now. You had to know I'd be changing soon, but still you left right before the bloom. From not enough to treasure found. Going back on hollow ground, and hollow. Well, everything is coming clear. Now the clouds have disappeared. I've been trying to get out of the shade, begging for the light when all I know is rain. If only you could see me now. You had to know I'd be changing soon, but still you left right before the bloom. From not enough to treasure.
I'm going back on hollow ground, on hollow.
Sort of a soft, mellow folk sound.
Yeah.
Now, if somebody would like to get a CD, do you have CDs available? And how could someone listening in Toronto, Buffalo, or Pittsburgh do that?
No to the CDs right now. That is something that we are looking into. We do have some music available, like on Spotify and Apple Music right now. So if you just search Todd and Robin, Todd ampersand Robin, you'll be able to find us on that. We have a couple of things that we've recorded kind of live off the floor, kind of one take stuff.
At the very beginning.
Yeah, it was at the very beginning of our this musical journey of ours, so it's a little bit older. It is some of the songs that we still play to this day, and some of these songs are going to make it onto the eventually onto this album that we're working on. So we'll be re-recording some of these tunes that are on Spotify.
Now, do you have a website or email address so those listening on the East Coast of the U.S. and Canada can communicate with you?
Of course, yeah, we do. It's so our website is toddandrobin.com.
R-O-B-Y-N.
R-O-B-Y-N, yeah. toddandrobin.com. And we have, we got all of our videos, music, photos, information on shows, upcoming shows.
Mm-hmm.
When we have more music available, that'll be available for that, and we're hoping to add merch to that. We do have merch when we go to shows, but nothing necessarily that we've been shipping out to anybody, but in due time.
Well, when you have your CD done in a few months, we'll have a part two.
Yeah.
For those who are listening in South Buffalo, New York, Washington, D.C., or Montreal, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, that AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we have received at this 50,000-watt station letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. We'd like to hear from you. We have coming up Kofi Finn Atkins and Mo Nalon coming up on this program. We'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, Margo Schultz, leader of the Polish-American Congress in Los Angeles, Faso, former candidate for governor of New York State, and Brian Britzolaro, a chief in the Sheriff's Department in Buffalo, New York. A little plug here: for over 60 years, the Ampol Legal newspaper has been Polonia's newspaper, providing readers with news, feature articles, great columns, and recipes. Get this community newspaper delivered to your home or business each week for less than 70 cents. Visit the website www.ampollegal.com and click on the subscribe menu to order a print or digital edition. That's www.ampollegal.com or call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 for the Ampol Legal newspaper. A little bit more from this article in Unique Muskoka magazine, which really tells a beautiful story about the growth of the musical career of Todd and Robin. And it goes as follows. Quote, "I remember my grandmother was always humming a tune while she worked around the house," Hank recalls. "She loved singing and harmonizing. It was always so natural to her. I think she planted the seed for me without even realizing it." The influence of Hank's grandmother was subtle but profound. As a child, Hank was shy about singing in front of others, quietly hum tunes while wandering her rural surroundings, fearful of judgment. Her early confidence was fragile, and she confided she often thought, "Who would want to hear me sing?" Well, I think a lot of people want to hear you sing, because I saw at the Griffin Pub in Bracebridge, a packed house, and they loved it. Let's talk to you, Robin, about, and it mentions here about growing up on a back road. Your childhood was filled with a sense of peaceful simplicity, but it's very different now when you're on a stage in front of hundreds of people. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I grew up on a back road. Didn't really have any friends on the back road, so it was just me and my sister. So, you know, summers were kind of long and a little bit boring. We had very different childhoods, him and I. He grew up in a city, so yeah, it was very quiet and simple, and yeah, peaceful is a good word for it. And you know, I didn't appreciate it when I was a kid, and now I love going home and being there. We love being out on the yard, and yeah, music was like my grandmother. She loved to sing, and she would sing to herself, as it said in the article, and she would kind of force me to sing a little bit with her. I do have a memory of walking up this road, because that was all there was to do in the summer, is literally just walk up and down the road, and I would sing to myself because I wanted to sing, but I was so shy. Evac road with nobody around, I was still like keeping my volume in check and being like, oh no. So it's kind of seemed, you know, meant to be that Todd came into my life and we started singing together, because obviously I've always wanted to do it, and it pushed me to get past that.
Now, in the article, it talks about your confidence blossomed when you met Todd. Let's talk about, Todd, the growth of the relationship and how it added up to this dynamic duo in music.
Yeah, well, I mean, even it goes right back to basically, like, the first day of I met Robin was in her condo in Toronto, and one of the first times meeting her was in her condo in Toronto, and she had a guitar sitting in the corner, and that was one of the first questions I asked her. I said, oh, do you play guitar? And she said, oh, no, not really. I said, well, do you sing? And she said, no, not really. And even myself, I had only just been playing in my bedroom and nothing. I wasn't really playing myself or really considered myself a singer or musician, really, at that point. And so it was kind of like a basis at which we started our relationship was really through music, and it really was a friendship first, and a friendship kind of formed through music, and yeah, so it's kind of always been a part of our relationship. Music has been.
Would you like to play another tune for the Bet AM 1520 to 17
yeah.
states and much of Canada?
We'd love
please,
to, yeah.
Let's hear another tune.
That's great, yeah.
From Todd Blair and Robin Hank.
Sure. Do you want to do The River?
Sure.
All right, so this one's called The River. It's about going with the flow, like rivers do.
Well, I got no direction, got nowhere to go. At an intersection, never crossing the road. Well, I know it's up to me, gotta make it through. If you're heading upstream and it's taking its toll, well, you got to let it go, let the river take control. Let the river take control, yeah. Well, I got to find the meaning, the reason I'm here. But I get this feeling, it'll all disappear. Yeah, well, I know it's up to me, gotta make it through. If you're heading upstream and it's taking its toll, then you got to let it go. Let the river take control. Just let the river take control, yeah. Yeah, the water keeps on rising, drowning out my soul. I guess we're all just kind of lying, where we see that we know, where we see that we know. Just let the river take control. Ah, oh, ah. You gotta make it through, yeah. If you're heading upstream and it's taking its toll, then you got to let it go and let the river take control.
And now, the show that you have upcoming,
yes,
at November 27th,
yes,
in a concert series, mm-hmm, with a band that performed at the Mariposa Folk Festival, where, yes, is it going to be? How can people get tickets?
Yeah.
How can people get involved?
Yeah, so now, we're bringing the band Bassett from Toronto, who's an unbelievable folk duo, who we met at the Mariposa Showcase. The show is going to be in town in Bracebridge. It's at the Chapel Art Gallery. Details on tickets, right in the process of doing posters and stuff, so we're going to be posting about it very shortly.
But the info is on
our website.
But the
info is actually on our website right now.
Give the website again.
Yeah. Todd and Robyn, Robyn, .com.
Yeah, .com.
So
yes.
Todd and Robyn, .com. So many spellings of different names, so
yes,
you need to specify.
Yeah, so info's there, and tickets will be available to buy very shortly.
I'm the marketer in this dynamic, so he doesn't really know what's going on. Yeah, it's all available online.
Well, hopefully he'll sell 600.
Well, so we got 60 seats.
60 seats available.
It's a small, intimate series. And we're going to be doing more of them going forward. We're going to bring in a bunch of different bands, and sometimes we'll play and sometimes we won't. But in Bracebridge, there's a need for smaller, more intimate listening room experiences. So
What I saw you at the Griffin Pub. Mm-hmm. If you're listening in West Seneca in New York or Manhattan or Ohio, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, and that's at Bet AM 1520 Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet letters from our Canadian and European listeners. Now, In this article in Unique Muskoka, it talks about how you started playing for fun, and then it sort of became a career. So how was that transition from fun to making money and having a website and marketing your concert dates? Let's talk about the transition from fun to work.
Making money is subjective, really, in this business. But luckily, Robyn and I, we're both entrepreneurs. So we both have our own businesses that we work full time with. So music is right now very much a side hustle, if you will. But that also allows us to kind of be a little bit more
selective
and pointed with where we want to take our music. We're not necessarily singing for our supper every day, trying to make bills. So it allows us to kind of take what we're doing and take it slow and let it organically grow, which is kind of what it has been over the last 2 years. Things have just kind of been slowly, opportunities have been slowly coming up as we're continuously just kind of putting in the work and showing up for ourselves and trying to be in the same room with the people that we look up to. And so the transition hasn't really felt much like hobby to work, because it still feels very much like a hobby and something fun that we're doing. And we want to try and keep it that way as long as we can. And
we're the type of people that just let stuff free flow, and when opportunities come, we kind of recognize it and just go with it. And something as simple as attending a music festival and meeting another band, like something like that, is very serendipitous, but I feel like it happens for a reason, and they're actually going to be the next band that we bring to do the concert series with. So we just kind of keep going with the flow, letting the river take us, as the last song talked about. And just the most important part that we're trying to keep is that we want it to be fun. We don't want it to ever lose that appeal, because it can get pretty serious. You know, they say you need to be working 14 months ahead for bookings and stuff like that. That gets a little overwhelming. So we're just trying to, like, keep it fun, keep it light, and let it go where
it's going to go. Your show at the Griffin Pub was a lot of fun. Now, we have a minute left on the Russ Report on the Bet AM 1520. You talked about music is your connection, not perfection. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think in everything, just as people, we're always striving for perfection, and I think in music, that's like the death of creativity is looking for that perfection, and we've tried to, again, keep it fun, keep it light, and if we're creating something, then that's worthy enough to...
It's already enough,
and we don't need...
Try not to self-edit, self-criticize, all of that stuff. Just create music and move on to the next one.
Yeah.
Again, your website before we close, so people in the United States and Canada want to be in touch with you.
Yeah.
So tell us again.
ToddandRobin.com. ToddandRobin.com.
I'd like to thank both of our guests, Todd Blair and Robin Hank, for being with us. A tremendous duo of soft folk rock, just a lot of fun, and please watch their careers. They're going to keep going places. Special thanks to our director of production for the last 20 years, Kevin Carr. Thank you for enlightening us, Todd Blair and Robin Hank, a tremendous duo that performs from Bracebridge, Ontario. Have a great week.
Thank you,
Brian. Thanks, Brian.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.